Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Mackenzie Todick. She's with the University of Jamestown, and she works as the online program manager. And Mackenzie, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Of course, thank you for taking some time. Obviously, you don't do everything online. You're in studio right now, which we appreciate. But we have a great thing to talk about with the University of Jamestown. Obviously, being the online program manager, that's something that a lot of colleges are working towards now, is getting online programming. And I think the first question we have to ask is, why are universities doing this, and why is the University of Jamestown moving to online programs?
Yes, for sure. I mean, today, in today's world, people are busy. They're busy professionals, they're moms, dads. And so going back to school on a campus can sometimes be difficult. And so the ability to be flexible and work on their own time is what they're looking for. And that is why people are moving towards those online programs. And we as the University of Jamestown are very strategic in looking ahead to see how we can be competitive. And adding more online programs is the direction we're headed. So we've now changed our graduate center in Fargo to our online professional studies, where we are now housing all of our online programs, graduate and undergraduate. Yeah. So there are exciting things ahead.
Absolutely. And you kind of already alluded to it a little bit, Mackenzie. You said those in their careers or those busy lives already, they can be taking these college courses all online, but still be doing their jobs if they want to, right?
Absolutely. The programs are set up for the working professional. And so they are accelerated 8-week classes, but also fully online. So they don't have to worry about going to campus or meeting anywhere, but rather can do it completely on their own time whenever they need to.
For sure. Awesome. So again, that kind of brings up to kind of the next point in this is you're seeing a demand for it, obviously. That's why the university is now getting on to this online programming. Are you seeing more that those who are showing interest in this are in that kind of business working class? Or are you seeing maybe people who want to get that college education because they're still looking forward to maybe getting into a different career? Are you seeing that as well through these online programs?
Yes, I mean, we're seeing both. The beauty of it now is we actually have undergraduate online completion programs. So with that, people who maybe never finished their degree, never started their degree, have an associate, want a bachelor, you know, they are allowed now to come back fully online and complete that wherever they are in their career. And then also those who have maybe been in their career for a while and are looking to take that next step have the opportunity to get their master's degree fully online. And so we're excited to meet all of those areas. And, you know, we actually see a wide variety of ages. But the average student is actually 32 years old when you look at online students. And so it really is a different avenue than you maybe see on a traditional campus. And so we are meeting the needs of more people by adding online programs.
Very good. Mackenzie Todick joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, talking about online programming and online courses through the University of Jamestown. So being this is a new thing, Mackenzie, obviously, like we've said, there is a demand for it. But being this is a new thing, kind of describe the difference between taking an online course and taking a course on campus, because obviously there's differences. Same education, possibly, but it is way different than people may think.
Right. Yeah. We want to keep consistency with the programs themselves so that you're getting the same type of quality. And we as a nonprofit, private liberal arts university, that's what we're known for, is that quality, that one-on-one attention. And so being fully online, it is our goal to still meet that and keep that mission intact. And so with that, we have 8-week online classes. So they are a little bit more accelerated than that traditional on campus, but all of our student services are still a reality for our online students, whether they need library access or they need counseling services or tutoring. All of those things are still available to our online students. And that's what we really value in our programs across a traditional campus and online, is making sure that we take care of our students. We care. They're not just a number sitting behind a computer. They really are our students, and we want to value them and create those relationships with them.
Absolutely. So just so those listening right now, it translates over onto the online, it sounds like, with the University of Jamestown. And again, new program, new to the university possibly, but it sounds like you guys are working towards adding new undergrad and master courses constantly. What are some courses you offer now for undergrad and masters, and what are maybe some things that you guys are looking forward to?
Yeah, so our master programs include our Master of Arts in Leadership, which has a business, nonprofit, and healthcare track. We also have a Master's in Education that is fully online. And starting in January, we'll be adding a Master's in Clinical Counseling fully online. Nice. And so all of these programs are fully online, and the 8-week classes like I talked about. And then we have 4 undergrad completion programs that are also fully online that started this fall. And we have 2 in business, so business in industrial management, and then business studies in financial planning and wealth management, and then also 2 in communications, which is communication emerging media and communication in human resources. So those are the ones we currently have, but also looking forward to continuing to add more as time goes on. You know, some talk about organizational leadership, banking, cybersecurity, psychology, the MBA. There are a lot of ones that are in our strategic plan, and we're excited to, you know, continue to see what's out there, what the demand is, and just keep adding for those online learners.
For sure. Very good. Mackenzie Todick joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about online professional studies through the University of Jamestown. Again, new to the university, maybe not new to some, but we want people to, if they're interested, to learn more about it, reach out to the university to possibly get signed up for maybe one of these online courses. Mackenzie, if people are kind of like on the fence about this, what would you say to encourage somebody who's like, oh, I've thought about going to school and I've thought about doing online, but I feel like it's just going to take up so much time. It sounds like it's a little more laid back, but they still get that education if they do it online, right?
Absolutely. So the idea of being flexible is that it is, you do have the time to make it your own.
For sure.
And with that, we do have services like I talked about that can really help you. For people who may have not been to school for a long time and are wondering, how am I going to get back into studying? Mm-hmm. We have those services that kind of help people get back off the ground, figure out how to study again. And so we'll make sure to work with you on those things. Like I said, we care about each individual student, right, and we're not just going to leave you out there to do it all on your own. We'll be there to help you along. And also know that it is built for that working professional with, right, you know, you, if you're taking undergrad classes, you can kind of make it your own if you want to take one course at a time to really get started, and then maybe add more courses down the road. Our master's programs are set up to take one course at a time, so that you really can focus on those individual courses and one at a time. Like a busy working professional, you know, you may not be able to manage a ton of classes. And so that's why we have built them the way we have.
Perfect. And now this may seem like an obvious question, but does an individual need to be from North Dakota, from Jamestown, from Fargo to take these online courses? I'm sure you get asked that, but is that a necessary requirement for that?
No, absolutely not. And that is one thing that has brought us a lot of excitement going into this, is because we can reach so many more people. And we may have alumni across the United States, and actually this can go throughout the entire world too. Right. You know, we have current students in our online programs that are not in the United States, which is super exciting that we can reach so many people.
Awesome. Very good. Mackenzie Todick talking to us right now here on Let's Talk About It. So Mackenzie, one more thing before we get into how they can contact you or learn more about online programming at the university. You kind of mentioned these business partnerships as well. Those maybe who are under employed by somebody, these businesses can team up with you guys and make it maybe a little more financially easy for some of their employees, right?
Absolutely. So we actually do have a business partnership program. And what that does is it allows any of your employees to receive a 10% discount on tuition for any of our online programs. And it is at no cost to the organization, awesome, but really just being able to communicate back and forth. And also, we want to learn from our business partners, too, about what we can do in the future with adding different programs. And so definitely if you're interested in a business partnership, giving that additional benefit to your employee at no cost, please do contact me. Even if you're not considering bringing a student yourself, you can impact other people in your community. And so please reach out to me. My phone number is 701-251-8255. 8729. Otherwise, you can contact me via email at mackenzie.toddick@uj.edu.
Perfect. Toddick is T-A-D-Y-C-H. I had to ask. But Mackenzie, obviously, you know, you're growing, you're looking at expanding, but you're also looking at making it easier for those maybe who are on the fence about doing online courses and everything. But they're more than welcome to get a hold of you, ask you questions about this, and work with you guys to possibly continue their education while also maintaining their career. Anything else, Mackenzie, about the online courses or about anything that we've talked about that you want to throw out there again?
No, just other than that, there is... great benefits to getting your online degree. I don't know if you're into statistics, but one that has recently come out is that on the national average, just by getting your bachelor's degree over your high school diploma will increase your salary by $24,000 on a national rate. So that is a significant number, and that also increases too with your master's degree. So you're never too young or too old to continue learning, and I hope that I get to connect with all of you and the potential to either work with you as a student or a business partner.
Excellent. So get a hold of Mackenzie. Her number one more time, 701-251-8729. Mackenzie, thanks so much for joining us on Let's Talk.